Thank you very much, Chair. The representative from Uruguay asked about how could one imagine the structure of the treaty body. I think we have now got enough experience of various human rights treaty bodies to know that the treaty body should have powers, both general comments, powers of state reporting, and also powers of individual communication. So I think those three need to be there. It might also decide whether or not it is a reporting body in relation to businesses. That would be possible, but that would be have to go through states, perhaps as a supervisory mechanism initially, and the body, the treaty body, having a role in terms of ensuring coherence and consistency on how businesses respond. Secondly, I think there's a value in having, at least as a subcommittee to the treaty body, representatives of rights holders and potentially representatives of business, which brings me to the question from Palestine in a moment. So I think there are ways, as this is an unusual treaty in that it directly engages with businesses, I think it should also directly engage with rights holders. So it must be possible to have a different vision of a treaty body which has a direct advisory body or subcommittee which has representatives from those key stakeholders. I think it would also be possible that the treaty body is able to make direct statements in relation to the obligations of business, so that it's not just in relation to the requirements on states to change their practices, but also businesses. And that would help in the broader coherence of provision about what businesses should be doing to comply. The question from Palestine is a very good question, and I understand where your concern goes. However, I'm talking about businesses being involved in the discussions on the treaty. Why? Because my experience of working with businesses, there are many businesses who want to make change, who want to actually be in a position to be able to respond appropriately and effectively. And that if the business voice is not in the room, you run the risk that states think that they are speaking on behalf of business, which may or may not be true. And I think, therefore, it's quite important, in fact, to have in some ways a recognition that businesses are appropriate stakeholders in this and they can help in the discussions. It doesn't mean that's necessarily the outcome any more than what civil society says is necessarily the outcome. But I think it does hopefully lead to a better and more engaged process, which could lead to a more effective treaty for which businesses do then comply, both voluntarily and where the states have implemented the treaty provisions. Thank you.